More now in our main story, the White House decision to pause military aid to Ukraine. The US is the country's biggest military backer. Will Europe be able to fill the gap? Unlikely, say many. They have spent the past few weeks discussing how to beef up their own defence, given President Trump's repeated comments that Europe cannot rely on the US to defend them in a time of war. Well, the EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has been speaking in the past half an hour. She said they plan to strengthen their defence industry, spending up to 800 billion euro. She said member states will be allowed to relax their spending rules in order to spend more on weapons.
We are in an era of rearmament. And Europe is ready to massively boost its defence spending, both to respond to the short-term urgency to act and to support Ukraine, but also to address the long-term need to take on more responsibility for our own European security. And this is why today I have written a letter to the leaders ahead of Thursday's European Council. This is why we are here together today. I have outlined in this letter to the leaders the Rearm Europe plan. This set of proposals focuses on how to use all the financial levers at our disposal in order to help member states to quickly and significantly increase expenditures in defense capabilities. Urgently now, but also over a longer period of time over this decade.
We're joined now by Dr. Frank Ledwidge, Senior Lecturer in Strategy at Portsmouth University in England and a former senior military officer with the British Army. Dr. Ledwidge, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. Just listening there to Ursula von der Leyen, we are living in an era of rearmament. It's 2025. It's frightening times, isn't it?
Well, good morning, Audrey. Yes, it is. And this has some echo of the early 90s in one way, where we heard about Europe's moment. So there's a great deal of rhetoric at the moment. We'll see if it turns into anything. We also had a couple of years ago, of course, at the start of the Ukraine war, the Zeitenwende from the Germans, which didn't turn into much. I mean, at best, von der Leyen's announced increases, or Europe's increases, they'll start to show out in 2 to 5 years. Perhaps we'll see some differences in a year or so, but nothing is going to happen significantly in the near term.
So in the meantime, any chance or any notion of relying on the EU to fill that funding gap now as a result of the White House pause on military aid, is that fanciful?
Yes, at the moment. The European armed forces are already looking at the back of their stocks now to see what's left. Very depleted stocks. The next step, and the more important step by the Americans, which really would be really force the Ukrainians to the table immediately, isn't the halt in military assistance, tanks, guns, ammunition, mortars, that kind of thing. It would be their assistance with respect to intelligence, reconnaissance and communications. That would be terminal for the Ukrainians.
That's the Starlink communication system.
Yeah, that's it. But also missile warning and reconnaissance, targeting, that kind of thing. That's absolutely crucial for them. And as I understand it, that's still going.
We don't have an awful lot of time, Dr. Ledwidge. I wonder what you think of Turkey becoming involved. They're very much, it seems at least, on the sidelines, yet they're NATO's second biggest army.
That's right. Turkey is by far the most significant NATO hard military power, not excepting, by the way, the French or the British, in my opinion. Poland is coming up, but Turkey has played a really clever game in this, Audrey. In the Ukraine war, they managed to balance NATO membership with quite a close arrangement with Russia. So any involvement of them in a peacekeeping force would be extremely credible if it were accepted by the Russians, and would be a really, really important move should they elect to go that way. They're a very important power, often ignored.
Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. Good to have you on the programme, Dr. Frank Ledwidge from Portsmouth University.